Okay, so my name is Marian Singer, and I am the co-founder and CEO of Well Intel. And what we are is a groundwater level sensing technology, a little sensor sits at the top of a well, and reads in a non-invasive, not-in-the-well way, the resting water level, the pump level, recovery, and it takes that information and it puts it up in the cloud. And then the well owner can look at it on their computer, look at it on their smartphone, not look at it at all, and just set alerts or share the information with their well service contractor so they can together proactively manage their wells and their water supply.
What's the tangible benefit of that to the owner of the well?
Good. So there's 12 million private wells in the U.S. Across agriculture and residential. And of those 12 million, 1 million of them each year have a well service event, some sort of a failure. And usually it's due to changing water tables. And if you think about climate changing in climate patterns, increasing use of groundwater for irrigation, density populations moving to places where you rely more heavily on groundwater, when the water table shifts, it places the pump and then the well also at risk. And so if your water level gets below your pump and you're a homeowner, it can cost you $3,000 to replace that pump or $18,000 to drill your well deeper to get down to water. If you're a farmer, it's $10,000 to replace your pump or up to $500,000 to drill deeper because they're such big wells and you have to go so deep. So really what we're about is providing the information to the people who are at risk so that they can more sustainably manage what they're doing. Because right now, there's a lot of thinking that goes into where the well should be and how deep it should be and where you should place the pump and how big the pump should be. But once you close off that well, nobody knows what's going on down there. So it's all a big guess. This is the information network that's going to change that and make it much more sustainable.
So how did you come up with this dandy little gizmo? I know that's a secret. But
No. Dandy little gizmo is a really good word. So I have a partner. We'd been business partners for 10 years or so. And what we did was market research for large OEMs in the water or energy space.
And that's OEM as a?
Original equipment manufacturers. Companies like ITT or Johnson Controls or GE, you know, who are thinking about new products. And don't want to just invent something to invent something. They actually want to have the market, you know, make it better so it's more easily adopted. So we spent a year studying groundwater, took a bunch of engineers to hotspots around the globe of groundwater stress. Dallas, this was 2011, June. Dallas was just a bloom of drought, over to India, which is, you know, got its all of its own issues. And then finally up into the Netherlands, a country that's been pushing back the sea for hundreds of years. And what they've done is created a map of their ground looking down. So they know at what level, what soils are, where you hit groundwater, and what temperature is. We looked at that and said, wow, that is a weather map looking down. Could we invent a technology, something that would take advantage of existing infrastructure, which is what the 12 million wells are, be non-invasive, super simple for people to use, but use technology to create that network, and that's what we did with Well Intel.
So the two of you are marketing
heads. Yes.
How did you find that person or persons who designed this thing?
Well, that's the really good thing is we played around with this idea through 2012 on our own, you know, little marketing commercial way, you know, going out and trying different technologies to the way that we could. And we figured by the end of 2012 that we had enough of a good feeling about the technology, which is it's a smart sonar, that we could launch a company at the beginning of 2013 and raised enough money by March and hire a real engineering team. So that engineering team took us through December to our pilot units, which are ongoing right now in California for the past 5 months, transitioned to bringing in more full-time people. And now we've got 5 contracted engineers in 3 different states, all working together to making this go forward. So we've got a nice team of 8, including our CFO, because, you know, because we're commercial people and we need a CFO, right? So.
So where were you based moving into this? I mean, as you went through these few years.
I'm a Whitefish Bay resident. Nick is a Shorewood resident. So we've always been Milwaukee based. So we are all about keeping ourselves Milwaukee based. But what we needed to do in order to get this product to where it needs to be is find the right, you know, the right engineering smarts to get us to the right place. So we will be Milwaukee based because that's where we are and that's what we want to do. But we need to tap talent wherever we can. So we'll be some people here and some people for their capabilities elsewhere, and it'll work just fine.